Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. From chapter 1, page 6, top of the page, the segment is titled Opening Questions. As I've already done once in this chapter, I will occasionally insert a question that I think some of you may wish to have answered. Some of these questions will argue the opposing viewpoint or show ways that we have taken some scriptures and twisted them out of context. I use this method of writing so I can make my point in a more personal way, as many of these questions were once my own or have been posed to me by people over the years. Both testaments open in a similar manner, posing questions that set the tone for the reader who is inquisitive enough to ask them. Discounting a facetious question posed by the snake to Eve in the garden, let's look at the first question in the Old Testament and the first question in the New Testament. The results speak volumes about rightly dividing the Word of God. Number one, old. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. Number two, new. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. These questions address the heartbeat of each testament. The first is God calling to Adam, showing the downfall of man and his struggle to come back to God. The second is man calling to God, looking for the promised Messiah. In the journey to answer both questions, we encounter Jesus, the answer for all wayward souls, and the end result of our search. Let's learn to filter everything we read in the scriptures through what Christ did to finish the work of the cross. This allows us to place everything on one side or the other of the biblical dividing line. Where Jesus finished the work marks the end of the Old Covenant and the beginning of the New Covenant. Though we don't abandon the Old Testament, may we no longer use it as a book of lists and instructions, but we read it to find the treasure that is Jesus, our pearl of great price. A simple study tool I have learned to use in preparing a sermon is to ask a certain question about every story or scripture that I encounter. That question is, what did the cross do to change this? If Jesus truly finished the work, and the Old Testament is leading us up to that moment, reading scripture without the cross on the horizon is to discern improperly what the text is trying to convey. Together, you and I are going to keep the finished work of Christ on the cross in our crosshairs, so to speak, so that we don't miss the beauty of our Jesus. But Pastor Paul, I'm having no problem with seeing Jesus or discerning his finished work. I am just simply under a curse. My difficulty is a long-standing problem passed down to me from previous generations. I need deliverance. If that statement epitomizes how you feel, I would concur that you need deliverance, but not from a curse. You need deliverance from the kind of thinking that says Jesus didn't pay it all at the cross and that you are still beneath the forces of darkness. My friend, if you have received Christ as your Savior, you have a brand new Father, and believe me, He passed no such curse to you. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Make yourself familiar with that verse, for you will see it again. It gives us a solid promise that Jesus has brought us out from under the curse due to the fact that He was made to be a curse for us. Our problem is not what our father or mother did that has been passed on to us. We are not who we are because our grandparents made us that way. We not only have a brand new Father, He has changed our hearts to have a complete spiritual renovation. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Catch the power of that phrase, the washing of regeneration, because it is of key importance. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus, and in essence, we became regened. Our spiritual DNA is not what it used to be because we are not who we used to be. Doesn't the Old Testament say that the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children? Doesn't this guarantee that their sins pass on to all of us? The Bible does indeed say that, and it is found in God's list of 10 commandments He gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. In the second commandment, He declares that man shall not make any carved image to bow down to. Then He makes this promise, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." Exodus 20 and 5. This provides us with a perfect opportunity to ask our question, what did the cross do to change this? The scripture sounds pretty cut and dry. Whatever the fathers did wrong, God pours wrath upon the children. However, the verse I recommended you to get familiar with a moment ago comes into play right here. Christ became the curse for us, Galatians 3:13. Therefore, whatever curse was destined to come our way has landed on him. Proverbs 26:2, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. Jesus has become the curse for all of us. So any curse that is destined for us is now considered without cause. Thus, the word promises that it shall not alight. Though Exodus 20 gives us cause to believe we should be judged for our father's sins, Galatians 3 assures us that the cross has made a difference. This is not a case of the Bible working against itself, but rather it is a prime example of the finished work making a difference. The framework has been laid for our journey together, one of having Christ revealed to us in all of his loveliness, so that we can be transformed into his image. We are ready to read scriptures within their context and to rightly divide the word, quick to find out what the cross has done to change our situation. Prepare your heart to see the power of God's great exchange, and prepare your life to never be the same. That concludes chapter 1, which was titled, Sir, We Would See Jesus, from our book, Revelation to Transformation. I went a little longer today than usual. It's okay. We don't have a set time we have to stop at. Tomorrow we'll start chapter 2. Hope you'll be with me. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.